What's up, Weezers?
Welcome back to Wheeze Laugh Wednesday. Today we are going to talk about our pet peeves.
Yeah, we can start with pet peeves. Okay, so what's like your number one?
My biggest pet peeve would be someone that does not have manners. So, like, again, from what I've talked about before, like not saying please or thank you, stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like for the most part I'm very good with my manners. I feel like the more I'm comfortable with you, I might like it might not slip every single time like you do one thing for me always, which I know you should always have manners, but like I don't know, the more comfortable I'm with you, I might like if you bring me something, I might not say thank you every single time 'cause it just slips. But like for the most part I'm always saying please and thank you.
Yeah, what's your number one?
My number one pet peeve. Shit. That's a good one. Honestly, I'd probably have to say my number one is like when I'm talking to somebody and then like I'd say like it happens most with like my siblings or my boyfriends, where like I'll talk to them about something that I'm like feeling or something that like I'm looking for or like something like that, and it honestly just seems like it goes in one ear and out the other. With my sister, oh, she's terrible at it. I honestly feel like I'm being ignored. I think that's my pet peeve. Like when I'm talking to you and I'm feeling ignored, like I don't feel like you're listening.
Yeah, that's bogus. I hate that. I mean, I guess I never thought about it.
That was such a more simple way to put it.
Yeah, you definitely took a total roundabout there. Been around a couple times. Like, I was like, okay, where is she going with this?
I didn't know the right way to put it, but like as I kept talking, it like came out. It
Yeah.
ended up coming out good, like in the end. But
Right. We
yeah.
got to the destination, but it took a minute.
Yeah, I'd probably say that's my number one. Like when I'm talking to you, and it happens all the time at the daycare too. Like I'm not gonna lie, I get like extra uber frustrated, because which they're just little kids, so I can't usually show my frustration there, and I get that. But like at the same time, like with little kids, like I'll like sit there and I'll say a kid's name 5 times and they still won't look at me. And at that point, you know they're just like purposefully ignoring you.
Yeah, that's irritating.
Because there's no way they didn't hear their name 5 times.
All right.
You know? So like just like that whole fact of like I'm talking to you and I know slash feel like you're not listening to me, that's peppy for me.
I also really don't like, don't get me wrong, because this is going to come out and make it sound like I just don't understand that people have lives, which isn't the case. Like, something I hate is when I have set plans with someone because I'm a planner. I need a scheduled date, time, whatever. Like, I don't like to fly by the seat of my pants. I like to have a plan. So if I have a set plan with someone and then they just cancel, like, out of nowhere and it's very short notice, that shit will have me fired up for like a hot minute. I'll be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, don't get me wrong. I totally understand that emergencies happen and that life happens, but like, I hate that shit. And when it becomes a pattern with someone, then that's what really sends me through the roof. Like, 'cause I totally understand something popping up occasionally. But if it's a pattern where you make a set plan with me and then there's cancellations happening and it's not like a decent time in advance to let me know, that shit pisses me off because then I set aside my time and opened that up and left it free for you just for you to turn around and be like, last minute, oh, never mind. And now it's like, well, I could have fucking made other plans or something. That shit gets me heated.
Yeah. And like okay, so I can totally be that person. But I get why it makes people mad. Like I get that. But then like at the same time like I'm the type of personality that like I'll say, "Oh yeah, like let's do this." But okay, I don't always like make set plans though. Like if I make a set like this is what we're doing at this time, like this and this, I mean unless something comes up, I try not to break those. But like if I just like am casually saying, "Oh, like let's go do this." But it's like sometime in the future we don't like make a set plan, then like I'm more likely to like be that person that like doesn't do that plan. But I'm like the fly by the seat, like I don't know. I just kind
No,
of
I fucking know. I fucking know. You're more just like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a spontaneous person, but like, even if I'm planning a vacation or something, like, I want to have kind of a plan. Like,
yeah, it doesn't, see, no,
not,
I was...
every day doesn't need to be scheduled out, like, in the books, but I'm like, as far as getting there, having a hotel, and like the way we're getting there, like, all of that, yeah, I need a plan. I can't just be like, okay, we're gonna drive to Daytona Beach tomorrow and we don't have anywhere like scheduled for a hotel or anything. Like, what the fuck?
See, and me, I would love, like, if I had the money to do that, I would do that in a heartbeat any time of the day.
Too stressful. Nope.
like, I 100% was not planning on doing anything for Easter. Happy Easter, everybody, by the way. But I 100% was not planning on doing anything for Easter. And Nita ended up inviting me over for Easter dinner. So I was like, okay, like, it is Easter. My boyfriend's working. I guess I can go over there and, like, do a little something for Easter, you know? Anyway, so I went over to her house, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we're going to go to Watertown to drop my dad off. And I was like, shoot, okay, I guess I'll go say hi to my parents. So then I just, like, rode with and, like, went and saw my parents for Easter. But that was 100% not the plan at all. I told my mom I was not coming. Mm-hmm. And so, and I don't remember who it was, but somebody in the car said something about making dinner. And so my mom made a Pinterest recipe, and it actually was not her worst. It was decent. It wasn't bad, which rarely happens with my mom.
That's so rude, you asshole. I hope she hears that.
No, my mom can make bomb food. She makes great food. It's when she goes on Pinterest and tries to make something she hasn't made before. Mm-hmm. And it either
She's
is a shit
to
recipe.
Expand her horizons.
What?
She's trying to expand her horizons.
Okay, well, she's finding gross-ass recipes or not doing something right. I love her, though, and she can make the best food ever. Like, her goulash, nothing compares. Oh, that's funny. But, yeah, anyways, like, that's the type of person I am. I'm 120% totally spontaneous.
I mean, yeah, I can be, so I don't know. I like plans because that makes me feel more comfortable, and I am spontaneous, whereas, like, sure, I'll go on a vacation or whatever, but, like, last minute, that's fine. But I just feel like some of the basics need to be, like, figured out. Because, like, some people just don't have any regard for, like, safety or, like, I don't know. You just gotta have some basics, like, set in the books, and I'll be like, hell yeah, like, let's go.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
if
I can.
Literally, like, we have nowhere to stay, we're just gonna figure it out when we get there, fuck it. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess if I was gonna do, like, a 100% spontaneous trip, like, figuring out absolutely nothing, I would have to go somewhere that I'm semi-familiar with, or maybe somewhere, like, I know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like, if I were to do that, like, if I were to go to Texas, I could do that 100% spontaneous because, one, I know people there if, like, something bad does happen or, like, I, for some reason, can't find a place to stay. Like, I have people there and, like, I'm just comfortable in the area. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been there and, like, I've spent a lot of time there. But, like, I don't think I could go – where's somewhere I've never been?
A lot of
– well, yeah. You right. I'm over here acting like I've traveled everywhere. Okay, well, like, Myrtle Beach, like, that one is one I don't think I could go, like, without any plans, but, like, maybe you could because you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't think I could do that without, like, at least having a place to stay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd still do the trip, but I'd probably find a hotel room on the way there.
Well, yeah, it's cheaper to have a plan, and it makes sense. When you do things last minute, you're going to end up paying more money for just flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah.
Another thing that I can't stand is loud, like, chewers, like, loud eaters. I can't stand when people aren't conscious of that, and, like, you're sitting, like, three seats away from them, and you hear them, like, ooh, like, chomping on their shit. I'm like, shut the fuck up before I literally reach across this table and rip your vocal cords out. I know that's not what's making the noise, but I'm so mad that I just want to hurt you.
See, okay, my dad's side of the family, they are absolute sticklers on that. They hate it and will comment on it every single time.
Yeah.
And it never bothered me, and so I would always be like, what are you talking about? But then then it started bothering me. And I notice it a hell of a lot more now than I did back in the day. Like I'll notice it now and I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Going with that kind of because it was involving food, it sounds like I have so many pet peeves. I guess I do. I have a lot of shit that bothers me, but I'll eat everything, almost everything, and you can attest to this, with a fork. And I don't like getting my hands dirty, like, when I eat. Like, so, honestly, like, if I eat chicken wings or something, I still use a fork. If I eat a burger, I more than likely use a fork 9 times out of 10. And I get made fun of for that so bad. And, like, people will try to, like, fuck with me and, like, take my fork away so that I can't do that or, like, whatever. But, like, I just hate getting my hands and my face dirty when I eat. Like, sometimes I'll say fuck it, but I really won't be that happy about it. Like ribs or something like that, I'll do my best to use my fork, but when it gets down to the nitty gritty, I'll have to say like fuck it. But yeah. I do not like the feeling of getting my hands and my face dirty when I eat. That's something that really bothers me. So I always use a fork and I always get shit for it because no matter what I'm eating, like people just think it's a sin to eat a burger with a fork and to eat chicken wings with a fork, but that's how I roll. I like to be a clean ass bitch, okay?
Yeah, I personally don't, like, love to eat meat off the bone in general.
Yeah.
So if I have the option between boneless and traditional, I'm getting boneless.
Me too, and people are always like, oh my God, those are just chicken nuggets. Well, fuck you, I like chicken nuggets.
I like chicken nuggets.
God.
I would say, okay, just having to do with, like, the food and mouth region still, I don't know what it is recently. It hasn't been, like, too recently. I don't know. It's probably been, like, a good while. But, like, I cannot stand when food gets stuck between my teeth, even, like, the littlest tiny thing.
Yeah.
I have gotten to the point where I literally carry a dental kit with me that has, like, the metal toothpickers. It has a plastic toothpicker and like a gum massager.
When I saw you that out, I was hardcore judging. I was like, what the fuck is this bitch on? Like, you literally have a professional little dental kit that you're just like inspecting your chompers after you ate. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
When you explained it, I have to get every bit of food out of my teeth.
Yeah. It's just so interesting. I was not expecting you to, like, whip that out. And I was like, what the fuck?
I never used to be like that. I don't know what it is. It just got so annoying to me. Like, when I had something between my teeth, all I could do is, like, sit there and, like, try to get it out with my tongue. And
bro,
then, like,
when I physically watched you floss your teeth with a plastic bag, I could have actually put you in a coffin.
Well, that's why I got one of those kits, is because I had to stop flossing my teeth with plastic bags.
That's just, that
means- that's how desperate I'd be. I'd find anything that I could get between my teeth and I'd floss them because I can't, like, that's how much I can't stand things in my teeth. I will go to those measures.
You walk outside, get a fucking blade of grass just to get something.
I would. It's gross. If it was a strong enough blade of grass and could, like, wiggle between my teeth, I'd do it. I'm not.
That's kidding. So gross.
It beats having shit between my teeth.
Another thing that I fucking hate, and I think you know this about me too, I cannot stand feet. Like,
oh yeah,
I don't fuck with feet. Like, I think they're the nastiest thing on the planet. Like, I don't like the looks of my feet. Like, I don't know how people can be like, oh, I have the cutest feet. Like, my feet are so cute. Like, I guess, like, I don't have, like, the typical, like ladylike, like, dainty little feet. Like, I look like a Yeti. Like, I just don't have cute feet, and that's just not, I don't know, feet to me, like, I just associate them with, like, being disgusting and, like,
yeah, and I know you don't like feet, but, like, coming from somebody that doesn't care either way, like, I don't have, like, a fatuation with feet.
Yeah.
Or, and I don't hate them, like, your feet aren't that ugly. Like, you don't have ugly feet, you have normal-looking feet.
I'll make sure to put that in my bio on Tinder, don't have ugly feet.
Don't have ugly feet.
Oh, God. No, they're just gross. And when people try to, like, touch me with their feet or, like, put their feet on me, oh, the thing that will trigger me to the max is if I'm driving my vehicle and someone else is in the passenger seat and they take their shoes off. Well, okay, I don't like it when you put your feet on my dash either way. I think that's, like, low-key disrespectful. But, like, if you're in my vehicle and you're putting your feet on my dash, but, like, taking your shoes off especially and putting your feet on my dash, like, get your dirty-ass hooves off my fucking dash. That's what it was. Get your fucking hooves off.
Somebody, maybe it was me, or was it somebody else, because there was somebody else in the car with us. I can't remember if it was me or the other person that was in the car with us had put their feet up on your, like, middle console thing because they were in the back.
Yes. And did I lose my
mind?
Yeah,
you're like, get your hooves off my console.
Because I remember someone's dirty ass foot touched my arm and I turned around to see what it was and it was a fucking foot.
Who was that?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was when we went to get your cat.
When I went to get my cat? Yeah. My Ralph?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You came with me to go get Ralph? Out in the middle of bumfuck Egypt.
Yeah, it was Redfield.
It had to have been you then, because it would have been my coworker Becca at the time. The only other person that I can think of that would have been with would have been my roommate at the time when I was living out there, Becca, my coworker.
Living out, like living in W-Town?
No, when I was living for my internship out in Redfield working at the clinic with her.
No, but we left from Watertown and it was you, me, and somebody else. It wasn't no Becca.
I literally have no idea. I don't even remember that you came with me to get Ralph.
I did. And one of them, because we got both of them, didn't we?
Yeah.
Ralph and
Simba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of them was like under your seat and wouldn't come out because they were scared. No, I did. I went. I remember.
Well, then I don't know anyone else that would have been in the vehicle.
Me neither, but somebody else was with us, I promise. I wonder if it wasn't M.
M? I never, like, really hung out with her like that. Probably not.
Who was it? Frick. Now I want to know, and I'm not going to know.
But, yeah, I don't fuck with feet.
Okay, something that didn't irk me before but kind of irks me now is when you don't put the toilet seat down. Not you, but, like...
The lid or the seat?
I need them both down.
Why?
Well, in my house, it's because of my dogs. Because my bathroom door... And I think that's why it, like, frustrates me now. And it's only in my house. Like, anywhere else, it doesn't really bother me. But, like, in my house, my bathroom door doesn't latch all the way every time. Because we try to keep the doors closed just so the dogs... My dogs rat bad. Like, they just rat around. They'll get into things. They'll chew things up. They're just little rats. So, like, if we're not in a room, we close the doors. Well, my bathroom door doesn't latch completely every single time. And so they'll go and, like, push it with their little snouts. And they'll look out of the toilet. So now it's just, like... It's become a habit for me just to, like, put it down every single time. And so when I walk in there and it isn't down, I'm like, oh.
I definitely agree that the seat should be down because when I've been, like, back home at my family's house, I didn't look because I'm just used to my place where I never put the fucking seat up for any reason. And so I just, like, sat down to go pee and the fucking seat wasn't down. So I was, like, almost butt-hitting the dirty-ass water and that grosses me out. But, like, as far as the lid, I'll put the lid down, like, if I know someone's, like, coming over or something. But if it's just me here, which it is, like, 99.9% of the time, like, I don't want to have to, like, put the lid up every single time.
Yeah, and the lid used to never bother me. The seat always has because, obviously, living with my dad and my brother, I dealt with that a lot. So, like, that's always kind of bothered me. But, like, just recently, like, when I moved into this place and got have two dogs now, like, the lid just comes along with the seat now. In my house, at least. Like, if I go to somebody else's house and their lid's not down, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in my house, my lid now goes along with my seat.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Another pet peeve of mine that is going to sound so funny is I am, like, really scared of other people's driving. Like, when I'm a passenger... I am terrified of people driving too close to the curb. Like, I'm terrified of people driving too close to the curb. I start to freak out. Like, I just start to think that, like, we're going to, like, bump into it and then go up it. And, like, what? I don't know. So if someone starts to get too close to the curb, I literally start kind of freaking out in my seat a little bit. Like, I look for an oh shit handle. Like, I get so scared when other people are driving.
There's some people I have to actually, like, close my eyes when they're driving because they're driving terrified.
Oh, me. God, that's terrifying. I think closing my eyes would make it worse.
No, I'd rather not know. I'd rather not know if I'm about to die.
Ooh, no, I want to know.
Like, the other day, and I'm done driving with people when they're ripped because, well, I don't 100% love driving stoned. Like, it's not, like, mm-hmm. my go-to favorite thing. But, like, I refuse to drive with people when they're stoned now, because I drove with one of my friends when they were drunk, when they were stoned. And they almost killed me 2 different times during that scenario. And I was like, oh, absolutely not. Like, I'm talking, like, going down the interstate, like, the highway, the freeway, whatever you want to call it, the fast lanes. We were driving down those, and they were going to get into the other lane, and there was literally a car right next to us. And they did. Like, they started going over, and I'm like, And then the other time, they were taking me home, and they were going to turn left onto my road, and there was a car coming mm-hmm. the opposite way, you know, so it would have been, I mean, if you're driving down the road, they would have been driving in front of that car, right? The person I was with would have had to drive in front of that mm-hmm. car. Okay, yeah. Well, that car was right fucking there, like right at the intersection when they decided to take the turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So that was fun. So after that, I was like, yep, never again. I've driven with them before, and they don't drive like that. I don't know if they were just, like, extra stoned, maybe, or I don't know. But, yeah, they almost killed me 2 in 1 trip, and I will never do it again.
Yeah, I almost died, like, hardcore once when I went to Texas. She's going to hate me for fucking telling this story, but it's okay. So, I was with my friends. One of them was my, like, absolute best friend of the longest time, and that's who we had gone to visit, and we all got kind of fucked up. This sounds so irresponsible. Like, obviously, I don't want anyone driving when they're, like, out, you know, fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, under the influence of anything, I don't condone that. Like, I'm not telling you to go do that. Like, don't. You know, don't do that. But so anyways, we were all fucked up, not drunk. We were a little high. And okay, so this is like right after we got there. It was very soon after. And so one of my friends was in the front seat, I was in the back seat, and then my friend that lives there was driving. Well, my friend that lives there swears to this day that the light turned from green to red with no yellow in the middle. And that clearly does not happen. That is a bold-faced lie. And she's just trying to make herself feel better, which is fine. But I saw what happened. The light fucking went yellow. And instead of stopping, she slowed down, but unfortunately way too late. So she's skidding through this intersection as the traffic from the right-hand side was coming, like, across. We were going to be going straight, and they were coming straight to them, but to us, it's from our right. And so a big old fucking Escalade is also coming through the intersection, and our vehicle is, like, literally, like, loud and proud fucking trying to come to a halting stop. I'm talking inches, like, inches away from this Escalade. Everything, like, happens in slow motion. It was fucking scary as shit. I literally, like, watched us almost die. And then the one friend in the front seat, she had her feet up on the dash, but, like, straight out basically into the windshield. So that Yeah, and so she didn't even know what happened. She wasn't even paying attention, and she's in the front seat. And so my friend that was driving and I literally are freaking out, like, oh my fucking God, that was a close call. Like, I'm losing my shit because I already don't like it when other people drive, and this was a goddamn mess. Like, we dead ass almost died. No joke. And so my friend that's in the passenger seat in the front was like, what happened? And so we told her, and she's like, oh my God, I had no idea. And she started laughing. She genuinely thought that was funny. I don't know if she thought we were kidding or if she just, like, did not get the severity of the fact that I swear to God, we're inches from, like, wrecking into that car, like, head on. Like, she just didn't understand, and she thought it was funny. And so both of us, the driver and then me in the back, were like, no, this is literally not funny. Like, you do not understand. We all almost died, and you deadass would have lost your legs, if not anything else. Like, that was extremely terrifying. Holy fucking shit.
Damn.
Yeah. And that was right after we got there. So, goddamn, like, imagine my fucking obituary, like, saying that we were all under the influence of fucking marijuana, and I'm in Texas, and my parents have to figure out how to get my body back to Minnesota. Like, fuck.
Damn, yeah. I didn't know. Okay,
my mom would have been so mad.
I didn't know that other friend. I mean, I know the one friend smoked, but I did not know that other friend smoked. Like, I knew the one that lives down in Texas did.
The one in the passenger seat? Used to be a big old stoner. Literally big old
No way.
Yeah, I mean, she really doesn't do that stuff a whole lot anymore. But used to be a big old stoner with my old roommate and the one that had the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that one, those two were buddy-buddy and always smoked a lot of weed.
Okay, I knew the one smoked. I mean, not like, I guess not like smoker mm-hmm. status. I mean, I knew she smoked, but.
Oh, God, girl, when I first met them, whoo.
That's funny. I did not know that. I would have never pictured. She just seems so, like, and maybe it's because, like, I mean, I know her, but, like, I don't know her, you know? Like, she just seems like a little, like, dainty little innocent.
Oh, no, she's ready to get fucked up. Like, she's always ready to get fucked up, no matter what that means. She'll be like, fuck yeah, in her fucking little voice, the way she says it. I can literally hear her in my head. Let's get fucked up.
That's funny. I mean, I knew she partied. Like, I knew she wasn't 100% innocent, but, like, but, yeah, girl. I thought she was, like, a little dainty little, mm-mm, I drink mm-mm. sometimes.
No. She had you fooled for sure.
That's funny.
I feel like that's how people see me, though. Like, I, from what I've heard anyways, is people always think that I'm so innocent and that I don't do anything. Like, whether that's sexual or that I've smoked weed or, like, you know, everyone thinks that I'm, like, so innocent. And I'm like...
Like, just year, looking you at you got... and, like, how you live your life and how you present yourself, I would agree.
No,
just, like, looking at, like, how you present yourself to other people and, like, how you talk and, like, everything like that to other people. Like, if I was an other person, you know, and bitch, didn't though. Know like, you, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not fake, though. Like, I don't present myself in a way that, like, I'm, purpose.
I did the same thing. What, like, I mean, I know people, like, my boyfriend, before he actually, like, met me, would have never guessed. He told me, he's like, you don't look like a stoner. Like, you don't.
No, I mean, wouldn't have guessed that either.
Yeah, so it's just, like, and I'm not, like, trying to, present myself as, like, not a stoner, but, like, also not a stoner.
You're not trying to, yeah, I get you.
But, like, so just the way, like, if I were a stranger on the streets, like, looking at you and the way you present yourself, I would think, like, maybe not, like, 100% innocent. Like, not, like, not drinking, yeah. Like, no sex or, like, something like that. But, like, but, like, you don't present yourself as, like, a, well, you don't smoke a whole lot, but, like, a stoner or, like, a party girl or, like.
Yeah, it's not like I walked down the street, like, ooh, look at me, I'm about to get fucked.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't think a lot of people do, but you can't tell me everybody is, like, what's that word? What's the word where you don't have sex?
Abstinent.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's funny. Okay, are we even talking about pet peeves anymore? This is just gonna be another Randy episode. It's fine.
No, that was a pet peeve. We were talking about how we almost die. I mean,
driving. Yeah. Okay, that was a pet peeve. Okay.
God, you have the memory of a goldfish in mind.
I do.
Watch goldfish actually be super smart, and I just don't know that, so I sound ignorant.
I actually think I might have heard that before, that goldfish's brain, or, like, their memory isn't actually only 3 seconds. People just say that, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, then you have the memory of a gnat.
how long is a gnat's memory?
Oh, my God. You know what I think would be so funny? We should have done this when you were here. It's a TikTok, but the pass the phone challenge.
Oh, my God. That one's so funny. I would have roasted your ass. Yeah.
Oh, I would have roasted your ass. But I know you would have got me good, too. So.
Oh, that would have been fun. Damn. I have been watching those, though. They're good.
Yeah. TikTok, like, ruins my life.
I agree.
So. What's another pet peeve of yours?
My dog's getting into trash.
Well, maybe don't have trash for them to get into. I'm just kidding.
I don't always, but, like, when I clean a room and then I, like, bring the bag out and put it by the other trash can.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, sits there until I take the other trash out. But then they get into it. Ugh, little rats.
I'm so thankful that I haven't gone through that with my dog. And I wonder if it's just because he's short. But he also doesn't try to get into the ones, like, in my office that are, like, little trash cans. So I'm just going to count that as a blessing that he doesn't do that shit.
Yeah. Well, and it, I mean, yeah, it could just be that he doesn't do it. Because Millie, the only, like, actual shit I had to go through with her was she chewed on some things. Like, she chewed on a cord one time. But, like, she never chewed on shoes. She never chewed on underwear because I know a lot of dogs do that.
Dude, I don't know why Winston does that. And it doesn't even have to be, like, dirty laundry.
No, it's just underwear. Sammy's the same way. Yeah. Dirty, clean, up any, right out of the package. It doesn't matter. She's chewing on it.
Right.
And she's the one that started the trash shit, too. Millie never used to get, like, try to get into the actual garbage. Like, she would chew on, like, she chewed on my Nintendo Switch cord once. Which pissed me off because it was, like, literally a day or two after I got my Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
But she was, like, a teeny puppy. Well, not a teeny puppy. She was, like, but she was still a puppy. But, like, her, she doesn't chew. She gets into trash now. She still doesn't, she won't chew underwear, but she will get into the trash with her little sister.
Oof.
But she never used to be like that, and that just irks me.
Yeah, that's understandable. I think that's all I have for pet peeves. Do you have any more that you can think of or no?
I mean, I'm sure I have more. Everything irks me. I get so irritated so fast. But like just off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay, well, I do know that we actually received a couple emails.
Yes, let's get those read.
It's been really nice, like, looking at our statistics on Spotify and seeing how much stuff is changing. And I know it's really nice because I've heard personally from some listeners that they've spread the word, and then the people that they've told have told some people. So that's super awesome. Keep doing that. Thank you so much. And I think it would be really, really fun if the listeners that have been emailing us or anyone else that wants to, I have a couple ideas, one of which I think it would be really fun for you guys to just send us like a topic or like an episode idea that you have that you think would be funny or fun for us to talk about. It doesn't have to be a whole episode, but if you have like a chunk of something that you want to hear from us, then send that over so we could kind of do like a listener built episode.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Topics that you guys chose. And then also I was thinking, Jaden, that it would be fun if we had listeners send in emails, if they're willing to, of like some would you rather questions that they want us to answer.
Oh, where it's like, that'd be,
and we can
fun.
Go back and forth answering.
That would be really fun.
Yeah. So, shameless plug, but our email is fmlweregoingtohellpodcast@yahoo.com, no apostrophe and where. And our Instagram that you can follow us at is fmlweregoingtohellpodcast with no apostrophe and where. Also, go ahead and follow us on Spotify and keep spreading the word. But let's go ahead and get those emails pulled up so that we can read those.
Yes. I have it pulled up here now.
Which one?
Oh, just like the email in general.
Oh, okay. Well, I can go ahead and read the one, the older one that we got, and then you can read that newer
okay.
one. So we received the first one a couple days ago. We should have recorded an episode in between, but unfortunately we didn't. So just want to get to this now because we totally appreciate you sending in your feedback and letting us know how you're liking the podcast. So it says, loving the podcast, Weezers. Hey, ladies, I've been living for this podcast. Listening to you both while working makes the day go by fast with all the laughter. I recently took the love languages test, and it was interesting to see my results. I loved hearing what your thoughts were on each of them. Lauren knows I'm a huge fan of the paranormal, so hearing your experiences was so amazing to listen to, and I would love to hear more stories. Thank you for making this pandemic better. Much love.
Yay! Well, we love that you're listening to us at work. That's like my favorite place to listen to podcasts as well as work. But thank you for listening.
Yeah, I think that email was super duper sweet.
Yeah,
like, thank
it's adorable.
You send that over, and we should definitely in the future do like a paranormal update. We've already talked about doing that. So glad that that's an episode that you loved and that you would like an update on. We will keep that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next one is one from one of Lauren's good friends, better friends from college. And she says, all right, I have a few things I want to share. For one, my weird snack combo. I was in quarantine with my boyfriend and his four roommates, so groceries didn't last very long. So I decided to make a sandwich with just bread, butter, barbecue sauce, and a pickle spear.
Ew.
She says, I promise it is so good. Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know about that, girl.
I don't know about that one, girl. Okay, so my story relating to the Kinky Pinky episode. Okay, so she says she actually just told you this the other day.
Yeah, I know what's coming, and I'm still shocked.
Okay. So it says, my boyfriend and I went to the bar for a few beers with some friends, and I guess I didn't realize that I was a little buzzed. She has those in, like, the star emojis. We went to bed, and we start doing the deed, and he asked me if he could record us, and I didn't even hesitate. I just said, sure. And I think I wasn't ready for that because he was like, really? I'm not the most confident in my body, and I felt really exposed, but I think I finished 3 times, and it was surprisingly super hot.
Whoa!
I don't think I actually want to see the videos, and low-key, I hope he deletes them because I don't want anyone accidentally seeing my flapjacks flopping around.
Fucking flapjacks?
Her flapjacks.
Oh, my God. This is the same girl that taught me the FUPA word, and I just found out, like, last week, she didn't even know what FUPA meant to this day until she heard the episode and I laid it out, like, what it meant. She still did not know that FUPA meant fat upper pussy area.
Oh, she used it!
Yeah, she still uses it to this day, and she just learned what it meant from our podcast.
Oh, that's
the one that
so
taught me the word.
Funny. Oh, God, that's funny. Okay, but, like, based on that, I'm not gonna lie, I, like, feel the same way, because, like, that's happened before, like, the
what
whole
has?
Recording thing. Yeah. Or,
you,
like,
recorded
one
something?
One.
Shut the fuck up. Shut
this
the fuck up.
This was a while
when?
Ago. It's back when I lived in Dells.
Bitch!
Well, that's because
you never
was,
told
like,
me
little,
this.
Tiny, like, little tiny clips. It wasn't for nothing serious.
Dirty little hell.
And then, but sometimes he likes to bring them up on his phone and, like, show them to me, and I'm like, okay, F off. Because I don't want to see them again.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't do it. Number one, I just don't trust people. Like, I don't care if I'm with you or not. I don't trust you in that sense of you having that. And, like, if something were to happen, you not using it against me, I don't trust that. But also, I feel like even if I was in the moment and, like, I felt that vibe and I was like, fuck yeah, do it, I wouldn't want to see the video again because I would, like, pick out things that I did not like about myself and it would make it a lot
yeah,
less
no,
sexy to
I don't
watch.
Want to see it again. I don't enjoy it.
But that's bull.
Yeah,
you
and
go,
like,
girl.
I was gonna say, and one time, like, I answered the phone in the middle with my friend A, and like, she never knew, but, like, at the same time, like, I just thought, like, just, like, having that person that could find out was kind of, like, mm-hmm. just, like, suspenseful.
Remember one time you were FaceTiming me and I was with my, like, my little sneaky link, my consistent person, and I literally texted you and I was like, hey, I'm with him. Like, he literally told me to FaceTime you back.
Yeah, I remember
fucking.
That. I remember that.
Obviously, I didn't do that, but he told me to and I was like, all right, Jay, heads up.
Yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
Shit. Was that?
Oh, nope. There was one more paragraph. She mentioned three different things. She goes, also, for B-hole stuff, I'm not the biggest fan, but I promise it isn't that bad if you try it laying on your back at the edge of the bed while he's standing. Game changer.
No, because then he's literally looking into your face while it looks like you're shitting because you're trying to convince yourself that that is not tearing you to shreds and hurting like a motherfucker. No, thank you. Also, now I have to hit her up and
so
be like,
B-hole,
so the B-hole,
huh? Yeah, she says, but she says that way's a game changer, so I don't know.
The only game it's going to change is how fast I kick someone in the face. Don't you fucking stick that in my B-hole.
Oh, that's funny.
But literally, nah, like, if they're standing and you're on the edge, that would mean they're looking down at you. No, mm-mm, nope.
Oh. I don't know.
You just had to
I
go there with the B-hole.
I still don't think I'm ready to give that up yet.
I mean, it's not going to be me, so you let me know.
You do it before I would. Yeah, you would.
Nah, no, I would not. Mm-mm. No, I literally would not. I would not choose to do that before you would.
I don't know.
I said a finky in the butt say, is sometimes
you
okay.
You say finkies
okay?
in your butt, so I feel like
I don't stick fingies in my butt. Let's back right up. I don't stick fingies
in my
butt.
Okay, well, you let people stick fingies in your butt.
No. No, 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 no. It was a fingie.
Okay, well, you let somebody stick a fingie.
It's not like he fucking asked, okay?
But you liked it.
A little bit.
Okay, see?
I mean, I wasn't mad about it. Someone licked your butthole. Shut the fuck up.
It was just a little tongue tap.
Yeah, well, you want to talk about fingies in my butt, you make it sound like I sit here and just...
His tongue wasn't in my butt. It was a tongue tap.
Whatever. You had your ass.
Just kidding. He said it went in. I don't think it did. Mm-hmm. It didn't go in.
Oh, my God.
No,
he
didn't.
His sphincter. Yeah, that's your butthole.
I don't think he did, though. He says he did. I don't think he did.
Well, he was doing the work. He knows where he went.
I think he's just saying it.
Mm-mm, I think he did it. He lollipopped your booty hole.
Ew.
You want to fucking sit here and out me on here. Oh, you stick fingies in your butt. No, I fucking don't. But anyways, yeah, if listeners here could go ahead and send us the emails that I was thinking, like whether it's like,
yeah, that one would be fun,
questions so that we can make an episode out of that. Or also like little tiny topics so we can make a listener built episode. I think that would be super fun. Well, all right. I think that's all that we have to talk about for today, but we will catch you next
later.
Time.
Bye.